You're listening to Morning Edition on WBHM. I'm Tanya Ott. Gun violence and school safety are taking center stage in Alabama this month. First, the fatal shooting of a school bus driver in Midland City, the kidnapping of a child and week-long standoff that followed. Now charges against a man accused of holding several Chelsea middle school girls at gunpoint in the school locker room. And that's just the beginning. Joining us to talk about it is Birmingham News columnist John Archibald. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Tanya.
So first off, what do we know about the Chelsea Middle School incident earlier this week?
Well, Shelby County made an arrest yesterday on a guy who went to that school. There's a bus driver down there. He apparently went in with a gun to the locker room and intentionally kept those little girls. We don't quite have a motive yet, but it is a frightening thing.
Now, I understand that his entering the school didn't raise a whole lot of eyebrows because he has a history with the school.
He had been there before. People knew him. He was apparently in there the day before. So a lot of those elements that you look for may not be in play, although why people are allowing any adult into the middle school without proper supervision is another thing.
And he had worked there, I guess, as a part-time employee over the summer. Now, the incident itself didn't last very long, about 20 minutes or so, to basically talk him out of taking any action.
Right.
There was also an incident recently in Gardendale. What happened there?
Right. A student mentioned to other students that he had a shoot 'em list, and you utter words like those in schools these days, and you're gone. He was removed from school quickly and hospitalized, and in a number of situations like that across Alabama, that generally results in a terrorist threat charge.
Well, speaking of terrorist threat charges, we've got some others. A Dothan woman, a Blount County man, both charged with making terrorist threats for talking about shooting up schools. A Birmingham man arrested, not for the first time, for lurking around Pleasant Grove High School. Guns found at a Hoover Middle School locker and a Selma High School backpack. What is going on?
Well, a lot of this some of the people charged would say that they did nothing, but it's a reaction to the Sandy Hook situation.
In Newtown, others, Connecticut. Yeah.
Right, in Newtown, the massacre. Others say it's just time to be really vigilant because there are copycats out there and you have to be really careful. But it is sort of an epidemic.
I would imagine, I don't know the particulars of the Dothan and the Blount County cases, but, sometimes people say things that are stupid, that they don't mean to be serious because
right.
They're frustrated.
Yeah, there's no doubt that that law enforcement has to take these sorts of things seriously because we'd be the first to jump on them if they ignored those threats, and of course they came to fruition. The question is when a threat is just something said stupidly and when it is legitimate. The investigation has to reveal that.
In your column, you caution that the public and policymakers need to make sure they don't forget common sense. What are you worried about?
Well, primarily that dumb decisions are, primarily that usually when we make decisions based in fear, we aren't always really happy with those things. There are some crazy bills out there being considered now. And that whole idea that when you say something stupid, even as a kid, that you can all of a sudden be charged and labeled as a terrorist is a fairly frightening thing.
So you mentioned the legislation that's out there right now. What's working its way through the Alabama House and Senate?
Well, there are bills. A particular bill that would allow, by Scott Beeson, that would allow basically that would take gun ownership, gun permits basically out of the hands of sheriffs, would allow you to carry a concealed weapon if you have a permit, and large crowds and football games, wherever, and would actually penalize some law enforcement agencies if they make what is deemed in this bill as improper gun arrests. And it's a pretty frightening thing because it basically would allow anybody to have a gun anywhere, regardless of what business owners think. Or anybody else?
Essentially, on that idea of penalizing law enforcement agencies, my understanding is that law enforcement officers who make an arrest for a gun charge that is deemed not legitimate could face civil penalties, $10,000, $20,000.
Right, up to $100,000.
Right, and law enforcement officials are saying this is going to discourage them from arresting folks.
Which is exactly the idea, discourage law enforcement from making gun arrests. And the belief, I guess, on the part of those supporting the bill is that would mean everybody has a gun, so we discourage gun crime. In actuality, what we would have is a situation where you could not prevent people from bringing a gun into a situation, which one way or another may well lead to violence.
Many of the state sheriffs have been quite outspoken about that bill working its way through the House and Senate. They say that it's dangerous. They say that it ties their hands. How compelling do you think their testimony on that is with lawmakers who have to consider that legislation?
Well, I think it provides sort of a voice of reason in an atmosphere in which a lot of lawmakers are really being bombarded by people saying we have to protect our gun rights. So that to have the prime law enforcement agencies in those counties say, hey, we've got to stop and take a look, it gives them a reason to stop and look and to be a little more rational. So I think it's fairly important.
Okay. Thanks, John.
Thank you.
John Archibald's a columnist with the Birmingham News. You can read his columns in the paper on Sundays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, and on AL.com pretty much all the time. And you can catch him here on Thursday mornings on WBHM's Morning Edition.